No name nerd. Any type of nerd. Nerds belong here.
Hey there, this is Brian from the No Name Nerd, and I'm hopping in here on another podcast to talk a little about NFTs. And I kind of want to do an update, and then I want to address the question of, can't I just right-click it? So I'll give the practical update, and then I'll give you, digress a little bit, if you've heard me talk about some similar things on YouTube, but digress a little bit into some sociological theory and why you can just right-click it and download an image. Doesn't really address the question of why people are interested in NFTs. So first, in terms of updates, I'm really excited to say that we've actually begun work on a game associated with the DigiDenizen NFTs. And I said we weren't really going to start work on this until we had 1,000 NFTs sold, but we actually, you know, are about at 450. And I started doing some research into some various frameworks for games, and I was talking to some people in the community and giving some thought of what kind of game could we roll out, at least to start out with, because I really like the idea of getting something rolling, right? And I realized that we probably could relatively quickly develop an RPG-style game that is running as a bot off of our Discord server. So we are doing some preliminary work on that. I'm actually very, very excited about it because I'm going to set it up so that, you know, we can build this plane as it flies. And by that, I mean, we're going to provide ongoing opportunities for the community to provide input into what the game is going to look like. And so I know that if this was, you know, we were a giant corporation, the thing to do would be you launch something in beta and you let some people test it out. And then, you know, when there's a fully operational game, you'll launch it. And I'm going to try something a little different. And what we're going to do is we are going to, hopefully in the next few weeks, maybe in the next month or so, launch the game in Delta. I don't know. I'm making that up. But really launch the game as a framework and then as the community. And then what we'll do is create a forum for the community to add items to the game, to add characters to the game, not just their own characters, but enemies, things like that. And it's going to be a text-based RPG game with some basic graphics that are, of course, the same graphics that are used for the DigiDenizen NFTs. And you'll have the opportunity to duel each other. You'll have the opportunity to battle monsters and to go on adventures and to hunt and to fish and to maybe harvest materials and create things and obtain items. And I'm actually perhaps the most excited about the in-game economy. And so there'll be some kind of coin, some kind of coin that you'll be able to use to buy and exchange items. And, you know, what I'm imagining is your NFT, your DigiDenizen, will be able to start with the items that it was given. But then, you know, you'll be able to buy and sell other items to, enhance the characteristics of your character. So I'm really excited to be able to launch that even on a preliminary basis. And to me, the idea of launching it as a text-based RPG on the Discord server, which is really where a lot of the community interaction takes place, and then have the opportunity for community members to make recommendations about things they'd like to see added into the game and to really just build it from the start as a community-based game. It's really exciting. So, bear with me. I'll provide updates as it goes. And we'll see. This is a new foray for us. And, you know, I'd like to say that everything we do always goes smoothly. But, you know, we hit our bumps on the road, and I'm sure we'll hit our bumps on the along the road to this one. But I'm really excited about it. Day after tomorrow, we are launching season five. I'm recording this on the 30th, and so you'll listen to it on the 31st. So it is tomorrow. We'll be launching season 5 of the rewards program, and we're actually making a change this year and this season. And what we're doing is we're actually merging together the community rewards program and the affiliate rewards program. So if those of you out there, if you've been an affiliate, you've had access to a special reward program. And then we've had kind of this smaller program that truthfully has not been that terribly active for community members. And you know what I decided is, hey, let's just just open it up to everybody. You know, if you're an affiliate and you're earning commission through sales and things like that, you get to continue to do that. That's not going to change the affiliate program at all, except I figured why don't we go ahead and open the door to anybody who's interested in participating in the rewards program and make that seasonal rewards program that turns over every 6 months or so. It's kind of varied a little bit, maybe every 6 to 8 months. Let's just go ahead and make that rewards program open to everybody in the community. So that's the other exciting thing that's happening. And, you know, you can access that. Oh gosh, I don't even remember the website. nonamenerd.com/pages. Oh, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to change it. So it's going to be nonamenerd.com/rewards. So hopefully by the time you do this, I'll remember to do that. Okay, so enough announcements. Let me get into a little bit of what I want to talk about. As you know, I've been really on this NFT kick lately, up to and including the DigiDenizen game, which will be rolling out on the server in the next month or so, at least on a preliminary basis, the framework for it, which I'm crazy excited about. But, you know, we occasionally get some negative comments on our Facebook ads, or, you know, maybe we have gotten some not so pleasant emails. It happens. And I know there's some people who are really down on NFTs. I get that kind of there's a lot of hype out there. And there are even projects where some people have done some kind of shady stuff. So I like totally get you should be, vetting any group that you're working with, be it a no name nerd company or otherwise. That's important, right? I think that's important for any group, any organization, any company that you're working with. You should be doing some vetting of that. But, you know, I don't buy the argument that NFTs are not interesting because they're simply images that you can right click and then you can just download a copy of it. Because here's the thing, is that human beings, as like where we derive value, does not stem from copies. I mean, and I think much in the same way that we derive satisfaction, if you will, by knowing that we are special, that we are something unique, and we are, right? That we also derive some pleasure from owning something that is unique, owning something that is special. And, you know, just having a copy is insufficient. I mean, much in the same way, I think you can download a copy of the Mona Lisa, right? That doesn't change the fact that there is pleasure that is derived from going to Paris and being able to see the actual thing, right? And knowing that it isn't just a picture, it is the actual thing. And the other thing I would note is that, you know, there are also plenty of opportunities out there, right? Where people are driving, they have the opportunity, if you will, to get a copy. But really where they derive the pleasure from is from owning the genuine and authentic article. And we could be talking about things like custom purses, brand name purses, or things that, you know, where there's a strong brand associated with it. I was talking to a friend of mine about, you know, Air Jordans. And you know what? You can buy knockoff Air Jordans and they look the same. These things exist. These things are out there. There are copies that are out there. But you know what? People still flock to buy the Air Jordans. And you know, whether it is luxury coach purses or it is Air Jordans, or what else might we use as an example? Pokemon cards, right? You can get a copy of a Pokemon card. You can download, I imagine, right now. I confess I don't do Pokemon cards. But, you know, I imagine I could go online and I could get a picture of a Pokemon card and I could use that picture of the Pokemon card to play games with my friends. But is that the same thing as owning the original? And in fact, there's an entire industry, right, that keeps track of where the originals are and what is the quality of the original, that is heavily focused on trying to distinguish the originals from the copies. So, I mean, it's the same thing, right? To me, that's not any different than NFTs. That certainly you can take a picture of the Mona Lisa. Certainly you can get a knockoff pair of Air Jordans. Certainly you can get a knockoff purse. Certainly you could take a picture of any and all of the above. But that's not really where I think we as human beings derive satisfaction. That it is much different when we know that it's the real thing, that there's some authenticity behind it, that it came from the genuine and authentic source. the idea, in fact, that material items are somehow special, somehow unique, and somehow static, and digital items are not, I think is, you know, a little bit facetious. And I was talking to my dad actually the other day, and about like works of art, right? And to what extent are physical works of art somehow special and distinct from digital works of art? And, you know, how digital works of art can be copied. And I was like, well, you know, you can copy again. You can copy physical works of art. And in fact, I would sort of offer one of the interesting things about physical works of art, even though we see them as unique and unreplicatable, what's also fascinating about them is they're never the same thing. Even if you're looking at something that is a work of art that is like the Mona Lisa, that has been around for hundreds of years, that in fact, through the oxidation of the inks, the thing has changed. And what you look at now is not the same thing that you would look at, you know, somebody would have seen 50 years ago. But in fact, in many of these things, they go through an ongoing restoration process. It's not like that they are, it's a physical item held in stasis, right? And in fact, there are efforts perhaps to keep them preserved as well there should be, but there are also efforts to often renovate them, keep them up to date, and, you know, sometimes even change them. I mean, this is what I saw. I've been to the Great Wall like 6 times, and you know, the Great Wall that most tourists go to, like a Bottling or sections like that, it's a relatively recent construction. Physical items are not really what we think they are. You know what I mean? They are, in fact, in some ways, copies of the older version. So it's the Great Wall. If you walk on the Great Wall and you're standing on the bricks of the Great Wall, the actual bricks that you're standing on, they're just copies, right? They're just copies that are probably made using some more up-to-date material so that they can create a tourist site for tourists to continue to go to. I mean, physical items aren't physical places. Physical landmarks, right, are not really all that special, except they are, right? You should go to the Great Wall. It's an amazing experience. But it's an amazing experience not because the bricks are the same thing as people walked on or constructed hundreds of years ago. It's amazing because you can trace the authenticity. You know that it really is part of the Great Wall, and that really that location you are on is where the original bricks were, or at least where one of the sections were. There are various sections of the Great Wall. And, you know, I would offer that NFTs offer that same appeal, that it's not that there isn't the opportunity, because gosh, what now? You could, you know, experience the Great Wall through virtual reality if you so desire. But it's your ability to trace the authenticity, to know that the thing that you are standing on, the item that you're standing on, perhaps the artwork that you're standing on in the museum, that it doesn't consist necessarily of the exact same inks that, you know, were painted on it in the first place. That in fact, in many ways, through the restoration process, what you're staring at is nothing but a copy. But you can trace it back, right? You can trace it back to where it came from. You can trace it back to the original artist. You know that there is, because of the traceability, some level of authenticity. And because of that authenticity, even though you could also own a copy, just like you can own a knockoff pair of Air Jordans, or you can own a knockoff Coach purse, that authenticity, that genuineness, that traceability, something which is all very much embedded in the blockchain, are part of what makes it something that people desire to own. So I would offer the idea that, you know, you can simply right click and you know, download it makes and nullifies the value embedded in NFT. I think is missing the point. In fact, I think it's missing the point in why we own and why we desire to visit or see or again own various items. So give it some thought. I mean, I occasionally see that pop. I should say I actually regularly see pop up, and as we kind of delve deeper into the world of NFTs, I figure that it's worth dropping some questions and giving you something to consider on this Monday, and especially as we delve deeper. And I'm super excited about having the opportunity to delve deeper via the DigiDenizens. So I hope all of you nerds out there are doing well. You know, we're coming to the end of Wednesday, or of January, so you don't even know what day or week it is. If you celebrate it, hey, I want to wish you a happy Chinese New Year or a happy Lunar New Year. That's going to be taking place in the next couple of days, or many people will be celebrating for the next month or so. It is Year of the Tiger. I hope that means that we have an aggressive and powerful year as nerds. Take care.
So if you're interested in joining the No Name Nerd community, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com and you can find links to our Discord server as well as our private Facebook group. I'm proud to say that we offer a safe and welcoming environment for all kinds of nerds, and we are a supportive and interactive community for all types of gamers, streamers, and content creators. So if you're looking for some people to connect with, to play some games with, or to learn some tips and tricks on growing your audience, just head to nerdsbelonghere.com. And if you want to grab some great customized merch, you can always find that at nonamenerd.com, where we have our signature item, which is a full sublimation print professional quality esports jersey, as well as a number of other items. So nerdsbelonghere.com for the community and nonamenerd.com for the company. Thanks for listening.